Let's talk today about AI-generated art. I'm sure you have heard something about that in the news somewhere. Perhaps you have experimented as well with DALL-E or Midjourney, one of the other services. There's so much happening with AI. And of course, today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. So we're not just talking about, you know, messing around with something for fun. We're talking about somebody who has messed around and made money, which is even better, right? Have some fun, make some money, side hustle school. That's what we're all about. So how did someone in this case, in particular, make their first $1,000? How did they get to this point? Not their first $100,000, which is also pretty amazing, but it's also a long story. So how did somebody get going? And as mentioned, we're talking about AI art specifically. Today's feature comes from Taylor in Connecticut. She is a real estate professional, but that's not what we're going to hear about. We're going to hear about how on the side, she makes and sells design elements that come from, well, you guessed it, AI-generated art, artificial intelligence, just in case there's one person in the world who hasn't heard of AI. Anyway, let's hear the story from Taylor. I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
As a real estate professional, I've always been fascinated by the world of design and its impact on how we experience spaces. My journey into the world of AI-generated art began when I stumbled upon an article about the growing popularity of services like Midjourney. Intrigued by the creative potential of this technology, I decided to explore it as a side hustle, combining my love for design with the power of AI. More specifically, the idea struck me one evening while I was browsing through home interior magazines, seeking inspiration for a client's property. I realized that AI-generated art could provide unique and customizable design elements that could elevate the look and feel of homes, offices, and commercial spaces. Not only would this add value to my real estate services, but it also opened up a whole new market for selling these design elements to a broader audience. To make it happen, I started researching various AI art generation tools and platforms. After trying out several options, I settled on two main tools, DeepArt.io and RunwayML. DeepArt.io uses deep learning algorithms to transform images into art pieces based on a chosen style, while RunwayML offers a more comprehensive suite of AI tools for generating and editing visual content. Using these platforms, I began experimenting with creating AI art pieces inspired by various styles, such as Impressionism, Cubism, and modern abstract designs. I spent a few weeks refining my technique and learning how to write prompts that would result in the right fit for my target audience. Once I had a collection of AI-generated art, I set up an online store to showcase and sell my work. I promoted my new venture within my real estate network, emphasizing the uniqueness and customizability of my designs. To my surprise, within a few weeks, I had earned my first $1,000, and the demand for these AI-generated design elements continued to grow. One valuable lesson I learned during this process was the importance of understanding intellectual property rights and the legal aspects of AI-generated art. I made sure to research copyright laws and the terms of use for the platforms I was utilizing to ensure that I was compliant and not infringing on any rights. As I look to increase revenue, I plan to expand my product offerings to include various design elements, such as wallpapers, murals, and home decor items. Offer customized AI-generated art services to clients seeking tailored design solutions. Invest in targeted online advertising and search engine optimization to drive more traffic to my store. My journey into the world of AI-generated art has been both rewarding and eye-opening. By exploring the creative possibilities of AI, I've not only added value to my real estate services, but also discovered an exciting and profitable side hustle. We're living in a whole new world. Thanks, Chris and team, and best wishes to everyone else out there.
Big thanks to Taylor for telling us about her first $1,000. I have messed around with AI art as well. Just had some fun playing with Midjourney for a few weeks. I made some cool creations. I even made something that I'm going to include in my new book, Gonzo Capitalism. But I didn't go as far as Taylor did in terms of turning it into a money-making project. She wins on that account. And I hope you enjoyed the story. Maybe you've experimented as well with AI art or something else AI. It's just such a fun and wacky world. Anyway, if you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, you know where to go, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I hope you'll continue to listen. It's free every single day, 7 days a week, wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, I'll be back here tomorrow because it's, you know, one of the days of the week. All right, signing off for now. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.